Today's guest is Manuel Gomez on the Triple E's Education Empowerment Entrepreneurship. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Bosch.
Hey, man, I've heard so much stuff about, so many good things about you in the field of wrongful conviction, wrongful prosecution community. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a private investigator. I'm the CEO of Black Ops Private Investigators out of New York City. We cover the whole state, and we represent innocent people. So far, we freed about 98 cases in the past 3 years of people wrongfully convicted.
Well, tell us, how are you going about it? And I so apologize because I've never been on your radar screen. You've never been on my radar screen. And we both are out there carrying the flag in the wrongful prosecution, wrongful conviction community. So tell us what you're doing now and where you plan on making this movement go.
Well, what I'm doing now is I wrote a template for a new agency called the Department of Civilian Justice. And it was myself and Frank Serpico from the movie Serpico. This new agency is going to allow people who are wrongfully arrested or prosecutors falsify the cases against them to make complaints and have the investigators investigate the prosecutors and the police, and also fire them, or if not, suspend them from their jobs while this investigation is going on. In essence, it's going to give the public a mechanism of relief. Currently, there is no oversight over the prosecutors and the police departments statewide.
Okay, so let me chime in. You know my relationship to the wrongful prosecution, the bill I just explained to you before we came on the air. I had a lot of work in helping and advocating for the bill on prosecutorial conduct, which just passed a couple of months ago, and the governor signed it. Now, we got a lot of pushback, Manuel, because the prosecutors and all the local law enforcement officials said, we don't need that. We already have a regulatory body in place, and we're doing just fine monitoring ourselves. But eventually, we got the bill passed. So now, how are you going to overcome that same argument? Like, here comes another body of regulatory judicial watch or oversight. We don't need it. Now, how are you going to overcome that, considering we just got this bill passed?
Well, the fact that you got this bill passed, and I want to thank you for that, because your fight, Mr. Bosch, has been tremendous, and it's actually made the timing right for this new agency. See, the prosecutorial misconduct bill, which you just got passed, is the beginning. Mm-hmm. But so far, it's only a Band-Aid on the problem. We need a cure now. The cure to strengthen that bill that you just got passed, mm-hmm, is this new agency. This new agency is going to bring oversight. Like you said, they were checking themselves, correcting themselves, monitoring themselves, yeah, and punishing themselves.
Right.
They
right.
had no oversight.
No oversight.
That's the problem.
And they could just throw up anything against the wall and make it stick. And then if you fought tooth and nail like myself, spent my life savings, the trajectory of my life was changed forever, they move on, you know?
I mean, I have a case right now that I just won about a month and a half ago. It was called the Pedro Hernandez case, and it went national. And that case, this kid was 6 times arrested by a prosecutor and a detective who falsified his cases 6 times in a row. I proved him innocent on all of them. Now, this prosecutor, not only did he lie on this kid, but he also falsified 50 other arrests.
Wow.
With one witness. Mm. Okay? He's still working on a job. Mm. Now, yeah, how is that possible?
Like that cop in Brooklyn.
Scarcella.
Remember? Scarcella.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yeah.
Look at the lives. This guy was responsible for, over 250 years of prison time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's, and he's still walking the street, I understand.
That's correct. And this is the problem. So how can we have a president that has oversight and not a prosecutor? Right. How can we have a police departments that operate above the law? They punish themselves, correct themselves, and monitor themselves. No, that's not right.
Right.
All right? This government is built on a system of checks and balances.
Absolutely.
And we have to have a system that does checks and balances.
Not only that, Mr. Gomez, every other profession in the United States, plumbers, lawyers, us on the air, we have some type of regulatory body that governs us, all right, with ethics. All right, prosecutors are the only professions that don't.
You know, that's exactly
right.
They
just do what they want, you
yeah.
see? So going back to that then, speaking to those issues, and when you were talking about the young man you just got exonerated, when I showed you the picture of me being acknowledged by the New York State Assembly, one of the young men or the brothers that was standing next to me, Selman Days, had that same case, arrested 6 times, all right, for the same case. They just kept coming after this man. And eventually they finally brought him down. And he kept fighting and fighting. And then they said they knew they were in trouble. They offered him $9 million just to drop everything. He said, I'm not dropping anything until you guys let me go free and clear. So how are you going to well, let's talk about this. Let's go to the legislative piece. What type of support and energy do you have around it legislatively?
Well, right now, I just got an assemblywoman that took on the case, and she's making the bill actually this Monday.
Assemblywoman?
Fernandez.
Okay.
And then we also got a senator, Jamal Bailey.
In the Senate. He's a sponsor. Okay.
And so we are doing the first bill draft this Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm actually reviewing it, and then we'll have the final draft coming out sometime in December.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to be holding a hearing sometime either in February or March in Albany, in their big 500-person room.
Great.
All right, and I'm going to be inviting you and everybody on Troy to come.
You know I'm there. You know I'm there. Well, yeah, I'm on board, man.
I mean,
this happened for a reason and a season.
Well, yeah. You are a perfect reason why. Your case is another case that shows and screams why we have to have an independent agency that's going to oversee all these agencies. The prosecutor's office is going to oversee. It's going to oversee the Department of Corrections. It's going to oversee all the police departments statewide. It's going to oversee the fire departments. I mean, I got a case right now in Syracuse where a cop ran over a 14-year-old black girl, watched her lay down on the floor, looked and said she's moving, and drove away.
Wow. And let me interject something, too. And I usually do that, and pardon me for not doing it. All right. Whenever I speak in this community or on this topic, I always start out by saying, all right, this bill or what we do as advocates, we're not out here to beat up on all cops.
No, we're not.
All prosecutors or the criminal justice system, because all cops are not bad. All prosecutors are not bad. And the system in general is not bad. We're here to get rid of the bad apples.
Well,
So the thousands and thousands of professionals can get up each and every day and do their job unimpeded by this nonsense. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% correct. And that's the one thing I want to make clear on. We have a lot of good cops, but they're afraid to speak up.
The blue wall.
And we have a lot of good prosecutors who are afraid to speak up. You see, right now, this agency will give the ability for police officers and prosecutors to report the corruption with their agencies without fear of retaliation.
Right.
Not only will it give the chance for the public to get a mechanism of relief, it will give a voice to the voiceless,
absolutely,
to the poor.
So tell us little bit about your background, Mr. Gomez.
All right. Well, I'm a former 18th Airborne Counterintelligence Officer.
Ooh, that's a mouthful. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. I did that for 23 years. I just retired about a year and a half ago.
So you're a great guy. If I need my rent to go collected, right? You're a great guy to send.
I'll get that guy.
Yeah, and you may not even have to do anything. Just show up and look.
Yeah. That's
especially
it.
Especially with that haircut. That haircut looks intimidating. Yeah. Okay. And where you from? Were you born and raised?
I'm from the Bronx. And
oh,
I'm
boogie down Bronx.
Yeah, yep. And I'm actually was raised all my life in New York City, but then I went to the military and I traveled around the world.
Okay, probably been around the world 3 or 4 times over.
Yeah, Desert Storm veteran. I'm also an Afghanistan veteran, and I also worked for the Department of State protecting the U.S. Ambassador.
Okay.
Ambassador Cunningham.
So what led you to this cause, this fight, which is so noble and so needed?
Well, I used to be a police officer as well for about 14 years.
Okay, military police?
No, on New York City NYPD.
Okay, you were on the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the one thing I saw so much injustices. And the one thing that now that I'm a private investigator for the past 5 years, I've been able to do something, Mr. Bosch, that I couldn't do before. Mm-hmm. And you know what that is? I'm able to give the people the justice.
How about that?
That I couldn't give as a police officer.
How about that?
And now we have no restrictions. So the guys that work with me are all military black ops guys.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You dropped some heavy names in your bio. I'll start out with everyone remembers this name, Serpico.
Yes.
How did you get associated with those guys, and how did they come on board with this movement, and in what capacity are they working with you?
Well, what happened was Frank Serpico from the movie Serpico, as you know, he, you know, in 1970, he was the guy that first won to receive the Pursuit of Justice Award. Mm-hmm. Well, the second cop to ever receive it to this day was me.
Wow.
And no one else has since then. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to go through all of that bull crap, Mr. Serpico?
I did.
Yeah.
And I started writing legislation and trying to help free people's lives and show an correct the injustices that I was seeing within the street. You know, this is not something that's a black problem, a Spanish problem.
No, it's not.
An everybody problem.
It's an everybody
it transcends
problem.
Color.
Right.
And see, and so when I was working on this idea for this new agency, I said, I got to go see Frank. So when I went to see Frank Serpico.
Was he hard to reach out to? Because
no, he actually embraced me. He knew about me.
Okay,
and he sat down with me and I said, hey, Frank.
Because I understand he picks and chooses his projects.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So I went to him and I said to him, listen, you got two choices. You're either with me or you're with me. And he started laughing.
You made
like
him
you.
An offer. You can't. He couldn't refuse.
That's right.
Right. And, I like that.
And he said to me, he says, kid, you got a set on you. I said, yeah, my ex said that. And,
okay.
And I showed him the proposal. And I said, he says, you think you're going to make a difference? Mm-hmm. I says, well, Frank, you started this. Because at the end of the movie, you hear him saying how they need oversight over the corruption in the NYPD.
Yes, yes.
That's how
he
the
was
movie
ahead
ends.
Of his time, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was talking about that then. Mm-hmm. Except they had all these commissions, all these Knapp Commission, the Mullen Commission, all these different commissions statewide, all the way up to the governor's office. Mm-hmm. And nothing was done.
Nothing was done.
They fired a couple of bad flunkies here and there, but the problem is still the same.
They had some lapdogs or some scapegoats, but
that's
yeah,
it. They, you think, know, they try to put a Band-Aid
the
on the problem.
The bureaucracy was like cement thick.
That was exactly correct. Mm-hmm. And so now, when I showed him my proposal, he says, well, kid, I want to make some changes to it. I says, Frank, do what you got to do. So one of the things he put in there was he wanted to make it so that, one, that this new agency had subpoena powers so they could subpoena the police commissioner or the head district attorney. Mm-hmm. And if they don't turn over the evidence, they would also have the power to suspend the police commissioner or the head district attorney statewide.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but then he also wanted to make sure that if a sergeant or supervisor knew about the corruption and looked the other way, they would be held accountable.
Great.
And it would also give an ability to, for all those administrative hearings they hold in the police department
mm-hmm.
to get taken away from them and then hold it in this new agency, which is going to be run by independent civilians
That's
who have no
it.
Affiliation
there you
to
go.
The police department.
No bias, no connection, you know, no sympathy.
Nope.
Yeah, they're coming with a fair and partial mindset, you know?
That's
and,
right.
I mean.
And our plan, our goal is to take young students who graduate college, who are top of their classes mm-hmm. from John Jay, NYU, Syracuse, from Buffalo, from all the different schools, and turn them into investigators.
Well, I'm going to say this, and before we close out, my good friend, as I explained to you, Jeff Deskovich, he is definitely going to be on board. I'm going to reach out to the organization. Yeah, well, I'm speaking for him. I know his time is tight like mine, but we're all going to meet. We're going to collaborate. There is enough injustice for all of us. And someone asked me, they said, well, what do you ultimately want to establish or prove in your advocacy work? I said, what I want to establish is I want to go out of business. Because if I'm out of business, that means there is no injustice, right?
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What I mean? So if we're out of business 10, 20 years from now, Mr. Gomez, we did our job, right?
Amen.
I want to go belly up where there are no more customers, you know?
That's exactly right. And I want, you know what? I want you to help us to help the people in Troy come to this hearing.
Right.
Because we all got to speak up. I want to give a voice to all of us.
I'll use my voice. I'll use my platform. This was meant to be the way we connected. Yeah.
Amen.
You know,
it's just spur of the moment.
Right, right. This was God's reason, God's season, and we're going to make it happen. So real quick, how can people reach you and how can they get involved? Come on, give it to me.
Sure.
Now, close out.
They can take my number. It's 347-867-6242 347-867-6242 or you can go on my website.
That's okay.
Black Ops BLACKOPS Private Investigators. And when you go on Black Ops Private Investigators, you'll see a section there that'll say legislation on the services. Click on that. You'll see my NAACP speech I gave about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And you will also see a copy of the template for the new agency, which you can download.
Wow, wow. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be hearing a lot more from Mr. Manuel Gomez. He is truly, truly what I like to say, an agent of change.
Thank you.
And we're going to be doing some things, big things.
We're
going to go over there. We're going to make some ruffles and or ripples in the water until it turns into rapids, and we're going to make it flow.
We're going to drop a boulder in the water.
There you go. There you go. So I look forward to continue to work with you, man. God bless you.
You know, thank you. God bless you.
You have a mission. You have a calling. You know, and I want to end by saying, you know, the scripture says a person's gift shall make room for him and he shall be amongst greatness. Well, you have a gift. Thank and it you. Is definitely, definitely making room for you.
And I want to thank you for your greatness for being part of it.
So I so appreciate it. We're going to close out and we're going to have you back real soon.
Amen.
Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.